Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 Nakiso Network here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Look who we have in the studio lounge, none other than Mr. Keith Kelly from Finifer, formerly Rate Reset, shall I say. Is that all right? Is that a fair assumption to say?
Absolutely.
All right.
Mike, it's always a pleasure to be
with you. Thank you. Likewise. Always enjoy having you here in the studio lounge because there's always something new that you guys are cooking in the old Finifer / Rate Reset laboratory. So, yeah, always something new. You guys are always shaking it up, and we enjoy that.
No better place than Nakiso to announce innovation, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
And I tell you, what a amazing new look, feel with the Nakiso, with Ronaldo and the helm right now. And I've been inspired to wear some really nice, colorful shoes. Yeah. Plus, they're comfortable. So
that's the main key, for sure. So, what's cooking? What's cooking at Finifer these days? What do you guys got going? Because I hear you got something up your sleeve now.
We do. So, and I'm giving you the scoop. Press release is coming out this week.
Right on.
New product that we're calling Vehicle Protection Reset.
Okay.
And it's a partnership with Allied Solutions and Securian.
Okay, yeah.
They invested in our QSO 2 years ago, and it really elevated our partnerships as two companies and organizations. Our platform has been used to come up with some really, really cool creative ideas that they've been working on for a long time. Mm-hmm. And the one I want to share with you and your viewers out there in CU Broadcast Land. So what is Vehicle Protection Reset? Well, they came to us in the fall of last year and they said, we've been actually working for a long time to solve when Mike buys a new car and he leaves the lot, he never wants to sit down with the finance guy because he wants to get in the new car with the new smell.
Yes, please.
Give me the keys and let me get out of here. Yeah. So he just says no to everything, even though he probably should have taken
some protective. Should have said yes to some of those things, yeah.
Good protective services that are offered that can protect you with your car. The challenge is, how do you get Mike, after he leaves the lot, to efficiently review and accept post-close an offer for insurance, whether that's GAP, credit life, disability, mechanical breakdown especially, right?
Yeah.
Because people are probably going to hold their cars longer. It's a tough economy out there. Rates are high.
Yeah.
Inflation's high. People are going to hold that vehicle probably beyond the warranty. So, in my opinion, the most important one is mechanical breakdown. So that's what this solution does. So we asked him, okay, so what are the pain points that you were facing trying to solve for this? And he said, well, it has to be completely digital. We want to make it where you don't even have to get a loan officer involved. It has to be very efficient, very fast, very easy to understand for the consumer. Third grade education, simple to understand the cost. But most importantly, if you in the dealership wanted to get that, you could have added it back to the loan. And you could have adjusted your term to cover the cost.
Yeah.
But now you left, and if you want to buy it, you got to whip out your credit card, or you got to make a payment on it. And you're like, no, I'm not doing that. So we said, okay, what else? What are the other challenges? Well, the fulfillment. So we have to price it. We have a pricing engine called IQQ. And it has to be on our engine. So you're going to have to code into our engine. Okay. The docs. So if you like it and you want to take it, the docs have to be prepared by IQQ. They have to generate the legal docs.
Okay.
And then we don't want any human interaction at all to update the core with the fact that now this has mechanical breakdown protection. We said, okay. So Finifer's platform has 65 integrations plus. We're adding new ones all the time. It'll be up to 70 probably by the end of the year. So we looked at what their challenges were, and in 1 week, we coded and created Vehicle Protection Reset. The way that it works, we know you're an indirect member coming in, so you're not sincere. You don't even know how to log into online banking yet. So we create the Pearl, which we've been doing forever.
Okay.
And we used our reset technology. Because our reset technology allows you to solve everything they were trying to solve. We can add the insurance back into the loan.
Okay.
We can use the oingy boingy.
This is after the fact?
This is after the
fact.
Oh,
my gosh, Keith.
So you're getting an offer emailed or text message to you. So you're outside of online banking. You just bought your car from the credit union or got the financing through the credit union. And they're saying, hey, Mike, we're going to give you the ability to add mechanical breakdown, but it's on your terms. You go look at it. All you have to do is log in to the Pearl. We already have the data on your car. We already know the VIN. You certify the miles. That's all you have to do. When you certify the miles, we hit IQQ real time.
Okay.
And we show you, real simple, here's the cost.
Okay.
Here's what it's going to be. Yeah. Here's the deductible. Typically zero deductible type thing. Like, huh. Okay. Then you click the continue button, and we add that to the loan. And we let you use the slider to adjust the term using our reset technology, which is patented.
That's cool, Keith.
So you've covered the cost. Yeah. You don't have to come up with it. You don't have to write a check. You don't have to do a credit card. And you use the slider to adjust your own term to cover the monthly. So you can keep the payment the same or maybe even lower the payment a little bit, you know, 10 or 15 bucks or something like that. And like, huh. Okay, I can
and get the member's protection. Doing all this,
the
right?
The member's doing this.
Total self-serve almost, right?
Total self-serve. Oh. Yeah, all... Started with the phone,
you're
went to the tablet.
You're talking my language, man. You're talking my language.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah, so we're really, really super excited at that. So then it doesn't stop there. So now you've added it. Now we create the docs because we call back to IQQ. We present the docs to you. We merge them with the fact that our reset technology already had mod docs there. So you e-sign everything. You're done. And then we update the core with the new payment if you've made an adjustment on it, new maturity date if you've added a slightly bit of term to it, and the fact that your loan now has mechanical breakdown. So here's the biggest thing with all of it. So we took it to some of our credit unions that we love to pilot things with. And we shared the demo of it. And they're like, listen, you know what? This is awesome. I love it. I want it. But not right now. I don't have the time.
Okay.
I just don't have the time to do it. But just out of curiosity, how much is it? Like, what do I pay to have this thing? We said zero implementation fee, zero subscription fee.
That'll get their attention.
Zero usage fee. And it's a set it and forget it solution, meaning that you can load all of your existing auto loans onto it that don't have insurance, and everyone going forward will go on this.
Okay.
And you pay zero advertising dollar. Allied Solutions will do all the marketing, and we pay you fee income every time there's insurance. They said, okay, we changed our mind. We're going to go for this. So we're going live in May with our first pilot.
Wow.
Showed it to the second credit union. Yeah. Same exact thing. Love it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You know, we just launched the product with you guys, but we have no time for this. But just out of curiosity, how much is it? We said the same thing. That we started that project Friday. So two for two that have seen it. I mean, if you think about it, for the credit union, it's a no-brainer. It doesn't cost them anything.
Yeah,
they get fee income.
Yeah.
They don't need resources, and it's all automated. Vehicle protection reset.
You covered all the bases.
Is going out this week.
Oh, my gosh, Keith.
What do you think?
How do you, I mean, it's fabulous. I mean, because what you just described is my process, is my methodology. Because I want to get that car, I want to get out of there. I'm all giddy, I'm all happy. I don't have time to go through all these documentation because I'll forget things and I'm like, I don't care, just get me out of here. I want to drive the thing, you know? So that's the way I am, and probably most people are that way as well.
Yeah,
so, and then when I calm down after I purchased the thing and I've had my time in it, then I can go back and go, oh, okay, this is the things that I want to implement after the fact. I love the after the fact type of stuff. I wish there was more of this out there. So you are.
Well, I got to give a lot of credit to Foster, who you've had on here plenty of times.
Yes.
So he was the one pushing me because he was really talking to Allied about this. And they were saying, hey, look, we really want to see if you guys can solve this for him. And he kept coming to me and saying, hey, I want to see if we can do a sandbox with this new idea. And I was pushing him off, just like the credit unions were pushing me off, you know?
Yeah.
And I was pushing him off because we had so much going on code-wise. In the fall of last year, I was like, we don't have time. You know, we don't have time. So I took a trip with him to go visit with CoVantage Credit Union that we just signed a partnership with, which is the second announcement I want to share with you. And along that journey, we had a 3-hour drive from the airport to go visit with them. I said, okay, now tell me about what you're working on with Allied again. Just, I've got time, so I might as well hear you out. Yeah, I got 3 hours. And he told me what it was, and I was like, what the heck, why didn't I listen to you? This is amazing.
Yeah.
We could do this.
Yeah.
We could definitely do this. So I called up Bob Funky, you know, my best friend since the fifth grade, said, build me a sandbox. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can put one together. Mm-hmm. Shared it with Allied Solutions in 1 week.
Wow.
They absolutely blew their mind. They're like, oh my gosh, this is everything we wanted to solve for. Took it to Scott Butler, our lead architect, mm-hmm. literally coded it with IQQ, with the docs, mm-hmm. calling them twice in 1 week, in test and production, we're ready to go.
Gosh, Keith.
Yep.
Quick turnaround.
So the second announcement, that trip to CoVantage was a culmination of a collaboration with them, that they want to control a lot of the UX and the UI and journeys with their members. Really, really forward-thinking ideas. But they didn't want to take the time that we took and the money that we took with these 65 different integrations, whether that's a fraud tool, a decisioning, a pre-fill, an e-sign. We've got them all covered. They said, what we want you guys to do is open up your APIs. Let us connect to those through you guys instead of us having to go code that.
Yeah.
We said, well, it's pretty amazing you asked that, because Allied Solutions asked us to do that a year ago with our partnership. Will you open up your APIs so that we don't have to go code into everything that you did? And over the last year, we have been opening up with the APIs. So we can allow not only just credit unions the ability, but other fintechs.
Oh!
Fintechs we now have contacting us saying, hey, I don't want to go spend all the money nor maintain all the code. I just want to leverage off your open APIs. It's opened up a world of new opportunities for us. We're now signing and working with fintechs.
God.
With our open APIs.
Wow.
And credit unions who, listen, they do want to kind of build their own. But when you build your own, you got to manage your own. And that code is not cheap to keep up, to constantly change, to constantly keep new, to constantly add to it. We're doing all that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. How do you guys, every time I talk to you, Keith, there's always some new, like, monumental, life-changing advancement that you guys come up with. What you guys are drinking? Don't stop ever, you know?
We're very blessed.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool that you guys have come up with over
years. Amazing, amazing team. Fenifer is a family.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're very blessed. And we give a lot of thanks for all of these ideas.
Well, the thing I can't wait for, Keith, is to, once you get this rolling, bring on a credit union and then have them share their experience with it. That would be really fun to hear. So, because, I mean, again, this is
actually in May. I'm sure we'll be meeting up again at some of the... we'll be at Correlation. And the first pilot is a Correlation, and they'll be live by then. So there you go.
Let's do it. All right.
All right.
It's a date. It's a date. All right, sir. Well, anything else to add before I let you go? I'm sure you got other stuff under wraps, but anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No.
Good stuff.
You're in the happiest place in the world, so I want you to be happy, Mike.
I'm very happy, especially after talking to you and finding out all this really cool stuff that you guys are always dreaming up. So this is good stuff, and making it a reality. So this is fantastic.
Well, thank you for having us on.
You're welcome. Keith Kelly, everybody, from Fenifer, and doing some incredible stuff in the credit union industry, making life a lot easier for a lot of us.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Tricen, and Visint, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.